Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A happy and blessed Mother's Day to all the mothers who are with us today. We honor you today for your commitment and love for the Lord and for your families. We also honor all the faithful women gathered with us here today, faithful women of the Lord who serve the Lord with gladness. Now, the Bible is full of all sorts of wonderful examples of faithful women who served the Lord. They were faithful to the Lord because first and foremost, the Lord has been faithful to them, just as he continues to be faithful to each one of us. Today, we're going to split the sermon into three short parts. In each part, we will talk about a different example of faithful women who served the Lord. And in between each part, we'll sing a hymn verse which acknowledges the faithful service of these women from the hymn, Lutheran Service Book 855, For All the Faithful Women. We begin with number one, Mary, the mother of our Lord. Mary is a wonderful example of a mother's love and faithfulness. Today is Mother's Day, so it's a day set aside for honoring the work and faithfulness of mothers, and rightfully so. Being a mom is really hard work. To be a good mom takes a huge amount of time, of energy, and devotion. Moms have to do so many different things. They have to be a combination breadwinner, chef, chauffeur, maid, doctor, psychologist, teacher, and coach to their children, along with a bunch of other things I didn't even think of. The work schedule is 7 days a week, and you're on call 24 hours a day. So moms, thank you for all you do. Mary knew exactly what that was like. She was a mom. She was a mother. When we think of Mary, our mind usually goes to one of two pictures. The first picture we think of might be the Annunciation with the angel Gabriel giving the news to Mary that she was going to have a baby. Or we probably picture Christmas night with Joseph. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. We got the Joseph and the shepherds and the animals and the baby Jesus, the Savior of the world, lying in a manger, a peaceful, beautiful scene. But folks, that was just the beginning. Mary's life as a mother was 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and Jesus was not an only child. The Bible tells us that Jesus had four brothers and at least two sisters, so that at least seven children Mary cared for. If you think it was tough growing up because you had a perfect brother or sister that you had a hard time living up to, imagine how hard it was for Jesus's brothers and sisters. I know, Mom. Why can't I be more like Jesus? Sorry, Mom. Not all of us are perfect. Somewhere along the way, Mary becomes a single mother. Joseph isn't mentioned after Jesus is 12, so presumably he went home to heaven. Sometime between the time Jesus was 12 and the time Jesus started his earthly ministry at 30 years old. Mary had to do the rest of the parenting on her own, and she did a great job. Not only did she have the privilege of raising God's beloved son, she also raised future leaders of the church, James and Jude. James and Jude were brothers, or more accurately, stepbrothers of Jesus. Jude went on to write the book of Jude, and James went on to write the book of James. He became the leader of the church at Jerusalem. And Paul in Galatians describes James as one of the pillars of the church, along with Peter and John. That's pretty good company to keep. Mary was a good mom. She was faithful to the Lord because the Lord was first faithful to her. She was a good person. She was a faithful mother, but she was not a perfect person. She was a sinful human being, just like you and me. Jesus was Mary's son, but he was also her Lord and her Savior. Jesus went to the cross in order to die for sinners, sinners like Mary, sinners like you and me. But even in the midst of that torment, even in the midst of that torture, Mary's perfect son, the one perfect son who ever lived, continued to care for his mother. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." Jesus made sure that the needs of his mother were cared for. And from that time on, John, his beloved disciple, took Mary into his own home. The last time Mary is mentioned in scriptures in the book of Acts, just following the Assumption. All these, the disciples were one accord, devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brothers. Jesus has now risen from the dead, and appeared for 40 days. And after appearing for 40 days, he triumphantly ascends into heaven to take his place at the right hand of God. The disciples return back to Jerusalem, devoting themselves to prayer. And of course, with them is Mary, the mother of Jesus, faithful Mary, along with her sons, praying with the apostles. That little boy who once sat on her lap has now ascended into heaven and rules over all things. He sits at the right hand of God the Father. That's who Mary is praying to. Her son is much more than just her son. Her son is now her Lord and her Savior. Let's sing about the faithfulness of Mary in our next verse from Lutheran Service Book 855, For All the Faithful Women. The next example of faithful women is actually two women, Lois and Eunice, mentioned in 2 Timothy 1 verse 5, where Paul writes to Timothy, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwells first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. Lois is the grandmother of Timothy, and Eunice is his mother. According to Acts 16, Timothy was born of a Greek father and a Jewish mother. Paul tells us here in 2 Timothy 1 that the Jewish mother was Eunice. He also tells us that Lois and Eunice have been faithful in teaching the faith to young Timothy. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, You know how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. It's not an accident that Timothy is filled with such great faith. Timothy became a great man of faith and a great pastor because of the power of the Holy Scriptures, the power of God's Word. And Timothy was taught the Scriptures from a very young age by his mother Eunice and by his grandmother Lois. What an encouragement this passage is for all of us who are parents and grandparents. The most important teachers in any child's life are his or her parents. And of course, grandparents also play an important role as well. It's a parent's job to teach their children about life, about right and wrong, about good and evil. Parents and grandparents teach their children many things, but first and foremost, they need to teach them the Holy Scriptures. Why? Because only the Bible can make us wise for salvation. Only the Bible is the inspired Word of God. The next verse after 2 Timothy 3:15 says, All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, or for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Paul says that the Bible is good, practical advice so that a man or a woman of God can be equipped for every good work. And that's exactly what happened with Timothy. He became equipped by the power of the Holy Scriptures through Lois and Eunice to do all sorts of good works, to make a difference, and leave a legacy of faith. Paul had high regard for Timothy. He says, I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be cheered for news of you. For I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare, for they all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. Lois and Eunice taught the word of God to Eunice's son Timothy and left an incredible legacy of faith. Timothy would go on to change the world through the work of the Holy Spirit in his life. He would become Paul's closest friend, so much so that Paul would refer to him as his very own son. Paul writes that there's no one he knew that was like Timothy. There's no one like him, a person genuinely concerned for the wealth of the church, a person who was more interested in pleasing Christ than pleasing himself. Timothy would go with Paul all over the world, preaching the gospel on those missionary journeys. He would become the pastor of the Ephesian church, and he would be used by the Holy Spirit to write or co-write six of the books of the Bible with Paul. Two more of the books of the Bible were written by Paul to Timothy. So he becomes one of the most important figures in the early church and one of the most important figures in the New Testament as well. And when the great apostle Paul was near death, there was one person he requested, one person he wanted at his side, and that, of course, his son in the faith, Timothy. We see the incredible ministry of Timothy, but don't forget where it began. It didn't begin with Paul, It began with Lois and Eunice, teaching young Timothy the Holy Scriptures, making him wise unto salvation, and equipping him for every good work. Let's sing the next hymn of our sermon hymn for all the faithful women, the verse about Lois and Eunice. Finally, the third and last faithful woman we're going to look at today, or I should say really the fourth, is Mary Magdalene. Mary of Magdala is mentioned 12 times in the Gospels, more than any woman besides his mother, and more times than the majority of the 12 apostles. She's a faithful disciple of Jesus, as Luke points out to us. Luke chapter 8 says, "Soon afterward, Jesus went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others, who provided for them out of their means." Mary Magdalene is a faithful disciple of Jesus. Contrary to popular opinion, Mary Magdalene did not make a living through immoral means before becoming a disciple of Jesus. No, as Luke and Mark tell us, Jesus had driven out 7 demons from Mary Magdalene. And after being delivered from that terrible bondage, you can understand why she became such a devoted follower of the Lord. Mary Magdalene was a single woman. She was not a wife or a mother, as far as we know. Mary Magdalene, the Bible tells us, traveled with Jesus and the 12, going from town to town. She and a few other women, including Joanna and Susanna, supported the ministry of Jesus and his disciples financially. So Mary Magdalene must have been a wealthy woman to be able to do this. So she's an incredibly important person in the ministry of Jesus, but she becomes even more important. She takes even a more central role when it comes to Holy Week. Mary is a faithful witness. She, along with Jesus's mother and a few other women, were there at the cross, witnessing the suffering and death of Jesus. Mary Magdalene also witnesses the burial of Jesus, taking note of where Jesus is buried. And it is Mary Magdalene who leads the women to the tomb early Sunday morning as they go to anoint his body for burial. It is Mary Magdalene and the women who first see the empty tomb and hear the message of the angels. And it is Mary Magdalene who is the first person to see the risen Lord. That makes her the first witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And she ran and told the disciples. The first person the risen Jesus speaks to is not Peter, it's not John, it is Mary Magdalene. And then it is Mary Magdalene who is sent to inform the apostles that Christ has risen from the dead. Mary Magdalene becomes the apostle to the apostles, bringing the good news that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Mary Magdalene is an example of faithfulness to us. The Lord was faithful to her, delivering her from the power of the devil. She responded by being his faithful disciple and then a faithful witness of his death and resurrection. We too know the Lord's faithfulness. We too have been delivered from the power of Satan. And like Mary Magdalene, we should also devote ourselves to be his disciples, following him and listening to his teachings. And like Mary Magdalene, we should be eager and willing to be faithful witnesses, sharing the good news of Jesus' death and his resurrection with a world that desperately needs to hear it. We can, by the power of the Holy Spirit, be filled with the fruit of the Spirit called faithfulness. We can, by God's Spirit, be faithful because the Lord is always faithful to us. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's close by singing the final 2 verses of our sermon hymn.